Casualty 2 by Mae Leonard.
The day ward at Nace is a porter cabin. The receptionist unhurried. 6 to 8 hours waiting, the electronic notice blinks in blood red. Church benches face the TV. Sky One for entertainment. Patients await the blessed relief of a name call in the tight-fitting room full of quiet misery and nagging pain. Yesterday I heard the kit-kat snapping of my left wrist bones, having tripped over the dog in the hallway at home and being flung at the back of the front door. I reached out a left hand to ward off the impact, but at my age, the dog can beat me, and my bones beat me too. And having waited 8 hours in the porter cabin, the doctor reads my x-ray, nodding at his diagnosis. A very common Coll's fracture of the radius and ulna. Nothing extraordinary. And without manipulation, he orders a silicone plaster, which the nurse puts in place, and my left arm is now immobile. It's only my left arm, a pretty useless item, unless you're a kitogue. I am not. It was the jam, my all-time favourite, the stupid, expensive strawberry conserve that broke this camel's back. Up until then, I was superwoman and could carry on, albeit a little less efficiently, pegging clothes on the line, peeling potatoes, sweeping floors a bit awkwardly, but I could get by. I can hold the phone with my shoulder, computerize with one hand. In fact, the amount of one-handed tasks amazes me. I always thought you needed two. I was just fine until the jam beat me. Shoelaces. That takes two. Amen. 50 paces down the street, and I had to stop a man to tie them again before I broke something else by tripping over them. What will it be like when I get my arm back, when the cast is taken away? Will it be mended and fine, or will everything fall down like boobs after a bra? My cast has become part of me, a fashion appendage, you might say, that never fails to arouse sympathy from all and sundry. But the jam, I was just fine until the jam beat me.